Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Obviously, treat it like any start, you know, prepare like I do and go out there and try and give my team the best chance to win. But it's always nice to have family and friends that aren't always there be able to come and see a lot of people that I love.
You had told me the other day that the last time you had pitched there was in a high school all-star game. I would imagine the jitters were a little bit different this time.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit of a different atmosphere. Just a lot of fun.
What about when you go out? It's 4-0 lead immediately. As a pitcher, what's going through your mind in that top of the first inning as you're waiting to take the mound and the team has already thrown up a 4-spot?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing at any point in the game when we score runs is trying to go back out there and throw up a zero. When we can do that, we keep building our momentum and keep the ball rolling on our court. So, that for me is just the mentality is go out, put up a zero, let these guys come back in and get back to hitting.
Growing up in Colorado, as a young pitcher, did you know and understand altitude and how it affected pitch movement, or is that something that you started to develop as you got older?
Yeah, no, I kind of heard about it in high school as I started traveling and playing in a lot of places that are at sea level and just kind of seeing the difference and noticing what my stuff did at altitude, what it did at sea level. That was kind of when I got familiar with it. And then tried to throw my bullpen when we first got there to Colorado just to kind of see what my stuff was doing because it has been a while since I pitched there.
Beyond just having an opportunity to pitch in the stadium that you grew up going to pitch in front of all your friends and family, what was the moment after the game like to share that with them?
Yeah, it was fun. Obviously, we won, and that's a huge plus. But, yeah, it was fun to see all them, get everyone together, and just a special moment.
A little bit of an extra bonus as well to get a chance to go home with everything that you guys have gone through the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, it was nice to get. It's always nice to get a couple nights in your own bed. Especially with my daughter being brand new and being able to get some time with her has been good.
What about for your son? As he's getting older, is he able to kind of grasp how cool it is to get a chance to watch his dad play?
I hope so. I think my wife and I have talked about that, you know, taking pictures and being able to give him those memories when he gets a little older. And yeah, obviously the goal is to play for a long time and hopefully he can be one of those kids that's around the ballpark and can really get the experience that I have to share with him.
All right, let's talk pennant race a little bit. You've been part of them before. What does this year feel like as this team has gone through this complete turnaround to sitting here first game in Seattle controlling the third wild card position?
Hey, you know, I think there have been a lot of ups and downs, and we definitely, with the way we started off, had a lot of ground to make up. But, you know, I think that's kind of what defines this group as being resilient. And we knew what we had to do, take one game at a time and keep our heads down, work on our stuff and see where we come out. So I think that's still the goal. And, you know, I think we have the confidence in seeing what this team can do. And I know every guy in this locker room has confidence in the guy next to him.
David, appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.